Hola, amados. I'm Pastor Ramirez. It's a joy for me to share the word of God with you today. Peter said in John 6:68, whom shall we go to? If only you, Jesus, have words of eternal life. Only he has words that will take us higher, as per Isaiah 55:9. Let us always just sit in his presence and receive the words of life that nourish our spirit and take us higher and higher. Today, I want to share a portion in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, where the word of the Most High God is just so packed with promise. It's so powerful. And I just want you to really analyze what Peter's saying and listen to every word that's spoken and really apply it to your lives. Here it says, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand. And just right there, I want to take a moment and speak of a key word that he just mentioned. Under. We're under God's authority. We're under God's covenant. We're under God's blessing. So many times people don't want to be under. Everybody wants to do it their way. But God says, no, no. When you understand that you have to be humble, and when you think of humble, you think of a person that's void of pride, is void of ego, a person that's a humble servant. As Jesus said, I came to serve, not to be served. And as we follow Jesus, we have to be these humble servants that know how to walk under his authority. And this is what I want to really focus in on today. Are we walking under God's authority? Because if we put everything, laid it all down, just giving it all up, and walking in his presence every day, we're going to see his blessing upon our lives. It's such a great covenant in Deuteronomy 7:9. The word of God says, know that Lord, that the Lord your God is God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and obey him. So here we have a covenant of love. We're under his authority. We're under his blessing. And all we have to do every day is just receive direction. Every day, just say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, your humble servant, laying it all down before you just so I can get the direction that I need so that I can move forward and I can be a blessing for all those around me and I can accomplish all that I have to accomplish and give you glory. All that you've prepared for me, let it be done for your glory. Father, we thank you.